You may recall a series of homilies that we shared a couple of years ago concerning the seven deadly sins. Do you remember that? In one, we spoke about pride, the deadly sin of pride. Today, the scriptures speak of humility, which is the cure for the sin of pride. Perhaps it will help us to return to understand the sin of pride to understand humility better. Let's recall that there is no eternal life apart from God. Only God is eternal. And the only way to have eternal life is to be with the Eternal One. If we separate ourselves from Him, there is no eternal life. We can only have eternal life with Him. Deadly sin, mortal sin, is our choice that separates us from Him. It's a rebellion. It's the result of choosing ourselves over God. Mortal sin. That's the meaning of mortal sin. You lose your eternal life when you separate yourself from God through your own choice. When we speak of the capital sin of pride, we refer to the sin that's been called the mother of all sins. The Bible tells us that pride was the very first sin. It was committed by Satan, the father of lies, the prince of this world. Satan wanted to be more powerful than God. He wanted to be independent from God. He wanted to dominate the world and all mankind. We should all have a healthy fear of pride for its power to destroy us eternally. Pride is a powerful sin. And each time we decide in favor of ourselves, egotistically preferring ourselves over God or above others, we experience the sin of pride. The sin that Adam and Eve both committed by being disobedient and rebellious to God derived from a sense of pride, and it cost them their eternal life. Through the sin of pride, we act completely independent of God, as if we're the only judges of our actions and decisions. Let's look at some examples. One example is the sin of abortion, in which the mother claims to have priority and power over her own body, but at the same time over the body of another creature of God, the child within her womb. Not God. This is a version of sinful pride, where I'm more important than another human being. We may even tell ourselves that we believe in God, but all too often we choose ourselves over God. When couples begin to live together and have sex and children without a serious commitment to each other, without the commitment of sacred matrimony, they commit a sin of pride as well as a sin of lust. How does divorce happen without a strong sin of pride mixed into the mix of what's going on? When we often prefer ourselves over God and others, as did Satan and Adam and Eve, You've heard the lines. Why should I have to put up with this? Isn't that the beginning? Our pride makes us morally blind. There are remedies for the sin of pride. It may appear to be a contradiction, but the humble man or woman knows their sin of pride and seriously attempts to overcome it with deliberate actions and decisions, with deliberate humility. Humility can be learned. It's not something you're born with. We have to learn humility. We can learn humility. The only way to get it is to learn it, to choose it, and to practice humility. We don't always have to prevail in every argument. Loving surrender can be a beautiful example of humility. We always have the choice to choose less, to choose last, to choose humility. That was the meaning of the parable today that we just heard in the gospel about the wedding guest, where Jesus said, when you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, give your place to this man. And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. And then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. And Jesus tells us, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. But the one who humbles himself will be exalted. If you feel that it's difficult to enter a gathering or a celebration and purposely take the lower place of honor, then guess what? You're face to face with your own pride. See it, feel it, know it. You know what it feels like. It's deadly. Don't forget that. It's poison. It can ruin you. Humility can be learned. You need it to beat that pride back into its place. You have to want it. You have to attempt it. You don't have to win every argument. You don't always have to be right. Take a good look at your pride and your humility. Do it often. It's a good spiritual exercise for prayer. Go to frequent confession. That's where we slay pride. Do your penance gladly, humbly. And remember that every good thing in your life came from God, not from you. Repent and believe in the gospel.